the question people asked for millions and millions upon years, and the question was re-evaluated, revisited this year, just in the last few days. And the question is this: how old can you be and still go trick-or-treating? You know what I mean? I mean, how old can you be? I love trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating, I mean, think about it. Halloween is kind of the one of the last final holidays that's all about getting, isn't it? I mean, it's all about candy. It's all about getting as much as you can. And there was a period in my life as a teenager that I had to ask that question to myself: how can I get it in one more year? You know, can I go one more year? And then, you know, I'm in my 20s. Can I do it one more time? You know, is it possible? 30s, can I go once more? Is it possible? I mean, Halloween is great around my house. I've got four kids. And that's the secret right there. Is at some point you do get old, too old to go trick-or-treating, but then you have children. And your options multiply. It is great. I take a percentage of everything. And I've gotten this Halloween thing down to a science. I mean, you know, at our house, we don't go trick-or-treating in our neighborhood. I mean, the research and the exit polls have showed that it's not going to be a good return on our investment that evening. And so we travel. We get in the car because we know the right neighborhood to go to get the most candy. And then I'm standing at my kids, that we get up for this trick-or-treating, this Halloween thing. I mean, it is great. I mean, my 14-year-old son, Tuesday night, we're going trick-or-treating. He goes, I don't have a costume. I go, you'll think it, just put something on. He goes, I can't think of anything. I go, you've had a whole year to consider this thing. You can still do it. He goes, I don't know. I go, I don't know. How about Adam and Eve, the early years, you know? And he didn't get it. Which is kind of a sad commentary on me, because now I'm thinking to myself, I haven't properly taught my children the Bible. I mean, I was a youth pastor. I mean, and that's like the first story, and he didn't even know that one. But that's a whole other thing. So we figured something out for him, and we go out, and so I'm walking with them, and they come back, and I write down on the clipboard what candy they got, because if it's good, we'll go back. You know, you got to keep track. We try. I've kind of come up with it. I think the best costume to ever wear trick-or-treating is a costume that you put on that makes you look like a small crowd of children with their hands out. I think that's the best costume in the world, because you go up to the door and you get like 10 pieces of candy, you know? And then you got all these bags that you're carrying around. I think that would be the best costume. Some of you are writing this down on your chapel cards. I'm going to turn half this card in and keep the notes here. Costume with five small children attached. That'll be awesome. That will be great. Halloween, the last holiday of ultimate getting.